Tape script 8.3. Part 2. On being a painter.
But your painting is in an abstract style. It's not like Seurat. Have you always painted like that?
Oh, no, no. In the beginning, I didn't want to be an abstract painter. But you must follow your bent or you're in trouble. You must forever follow where the painting leads you, more than you lead the painting. But in the beginning, I did landscapes and still life. I love still life. I still love still life. And I did some portraits. Perhaps two or three were worth saving. And then it started to become abstract.
And your studies, the optometry?
No. I went back to France, to Paris, and for 7 years, in order to keep the pot boiling, I worked as a secretary for an American law firm, and I was careful to be a good secretary so that they gave me some free time.
Right.
And I started doing collages, and these were abstract. I did collages obsessionally for 4 or 5 years, and I think they became the foundation for my whole painter's life.
So when you look back, you can identify different stages in your painting.
I've had, I guess, 3 in retrospect. I've had 3 major exhibitions at different stages, the first in 1968. And when you look back, you can see a very strong thread, what the French call a fil conducteur. And that remains the same. But the style changes slowly and constantly. And if it doesn't, a painter should be worried, because if it doesn't change, you'll wither.
And when you look back, have you any regrets about the way your work has evolved?
Oh, no, no. You must do what your nature tells you to. Otherwise, and I've been enormously fortunate, anyone who writes, who paints, who composes, any kind of artist knows how fragile it is. At any moment, desire, the desire to do it, can go.
Now, I've noticed that one of the materials you work with, paint on, is leather, small strips of leather. Now, how did this come about?
It's almost too ridiculous to tell. I was having dinner with friends, and an Italian friend from Milan had brought as a gift a pasta-making machine. And in order to show how the machine worked, she made green lasagna for dinner. And it was so beautiful coming out of the machine. It was pale green, and the flour made little valleys and mountains. It was just beautiful, velvety looking. And I said, "I'm sorry, it's going to look like I'm showing off, but I really must paint on this." So I made a tiny little landscape, a little rectangular painting on the lasagna, one for everybody at the table, including me. And at the end of dinner, we all carefully took them home. And the next day, the phone rang, and it was my friend, and she was crying. And I said, "Why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, haven't you seen your lasagna this morning?" So I ran to the kitchen, and of course, it had yellowed and cracked. It looked awful. Sick. So I said to my friend, "Look, quit crying. I'll find something that looks like green lasagna, and I'll make you another painting." So I spent 2 years looking. And finally, I came across that pale green leather that they use for making gardener's gloves. And I made her a little painting. And it was just wonderful.
It's a wonderful tale. It's a wonderful technique.
Yes. And so the leather work began another stage in my painting. A new door opened.